Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord
again. Amen. If you can we lift our hands just for 1 second? God, we are your people tonight, and we're here thanking you for your presence, and we're here thanking you for your word, God. We're here thanking you for ministering to us tonight, God. We invite you, God, to minister to us, God. I invite you to minister to me, God. We thank you, God, for the blessing and the promise of your word, God. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the hearts and minds and souls here tonight, God. I already thank you, God, that you have given us listening ears, oh God, seeing eyes and receiving hearts and minds, oh God. I thank you, God, that we will grow and increase, God. From the start of this, I've said, God, becoming stronger, oh God, increase, oh God, going to the next level, oh God. Learning something, oh God, that we didn't know before we walked into the place, God. I thank you, God, and I bless you, God, and I thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes, oh God. And I plead the blood of Jesus, God, over our loved ones, oh God. The ones who are here, the ones who were not able to attend, God. We thank you, God, that angels are watching over them, oh God, right now. We thank you, Lord, that angels are watching over us, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for your word tonight, God. Amen. Amen. Well, we are continuing our prayer journey here. This would be, I guess, part three here in the series. I guess I'm due for at least one more go around the bat. I want to start tonight, though, by continuing with this confession that I established and started from the jump when we started our first session. So if you will, please repeat after me with this. I have a positive prayer life.
I have a positive prayer life.
I am making a difference with my prayer time.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
My prayers cause change for the greater good. And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
I pray with the authority granted unto me.
I pray with the authority granted unto me.
As a child of the Most High God.
As a child of the Most High God.
And a servant of the Kingdom of Heaven.
And a servant of the Kingdom of Heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There is favor for myself.
There is favor for my family,
and for all I love,
because of my prayer relationship
with God the Father.
And
if you believe it, please say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I'm going to begin tonight by looking at a scripture I call a classic. I call scriptures that we've undoubtedly seen several times, and we've seen them so much they probably sound like broken records, but I call them classics. But the whole word of God is, you know, important and valued enough to be called classic. But tonight I really want to highlight a certain word and briefly discuss that on my third opportunity for this series. Philippians chapter 4. If you're interested in turning to there, you can. If not, we're going to briefly read a verse or two out of Philippians chapter 4. And the verse will be verse 6, Philippians 4, verse 6. Now, in the King James Version, it would tell you, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." If you read verse 7, it would tell you, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, you can flip over and read the NIV version. It would tell you, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And the New Living Translation would tell you, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done." So, going back to the first version of that, I am going to touch on a certain word that I only saw in this particular version, but I'm going to expound on this one particular word tonight simply because in order to understand the power in the Word of God, it is better that we understand certain words and know what they mean. Because it is real easy to expound over this certain word because we can say, well, the word's not very important, you know, because it's only in this particular version. It's not in this particular version, but in order to make the words work for us, we have to understand what they mean, therefore unlocking the power of the words. All right, so we're going to have a little more crowd participation again. So if you've ever been to a ball game, sometimes they have the cheerleaders there and they say, "Give me this," and they give them the other letter. So I want y'all to ride with me just for 1 second. We're going to practice for a second, but I want y'all to go with me for just 1 second. So we're going to practice. Quick practice session. Give me a G.
G.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a D.
D.
What's that spell?
God.
All right. All right. I think you got it. So let's do this one word. Now, this is a long one. Okay. So let's get our breath together. Get our focus together. Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me another P.
P.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an N.
N.
Now, if you follow me, what is that smell?
Supplication.
There you go. There you go. Praise God. Praise God. I want to touch on this particular word because I don't know. It just put heavily on my heart, but I looked down and I realized when we were singing the second song tonight, the words of it, I said, well, this must be something from the Lord, because when I looked up the definition of the word, you know, we can look at it be found to mean kneeling down and bending down, which, excuse me, humbly or earnestly asking and petitioning God, kneeling down and bending down, which someone is making an entreaty to God or a petition to God. The act of getting on your knees and humbly submitting and entreating to God for a petition and request. Now, the last song we sang said, on bended knee, I come. Okay, so now I'm not saying that is the only act or the only way to get God to answer your prayers. I'm not saying that at all, you know, but when we go to God, sometimes we expect God to always meet and answer our prayers a certain way. Sometimes we allow ourselves to get in the bubble of saying, okay, well, God did it this particular way this time, so he's going to do it that way every single time, which may or may not be the case. But for this particular word, I've got an acronym, and if you want to jot this down, you can. If not, you know, it's just up to you. But swiftly, this is a bit of a long one, it's a bit of a long word. Swiftly unlocking the promised power. Swiftly unlocking the promised power. Okay, that's the first four letters of the word. S-U-P-P. Swiftly unlocking the promised power. Love installed by Christ's actions through intercession over nations. If you followed that whole acronym, it went swiftly unlocking the promised power, love installed by Christ's actions through intercession over nations. Swiftly unlocking the promised power, love installed by Christ's actions through intercession over nations. Now, getting deeper into that, what does it mean to swiftly unlock? Swiftly unlock. We all know when we go home, if you know there's nobody else at your house, you're probably gonna have to unlock your door. I've got my keys on me, I guess somewhere, but my keys on me unlock my car and my house when I get into. When you unlock something, you gain access to what was momentarily hidden. You get the opportunity and you get the permission to fellowship and commune with that. You go to a next level. You go to where you went just a second ago. That is what swiftly unlocking is. And the promised power, you can take the power out and put the word plan in. The promised power, you can take that word out and put the word plan in. God continually has a plan for each one of his children, but the promised power, Luke 10 verse 19, in the word he says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. That's in the King James version. Luke 10 and 19, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So when we get down for prayer and thanksgiving and supplications, we start the process of unlocking some of the promised power, all of the promised power that God has given us. But it takes time in investing in us praying. You know, a lot of times we could have a lot of great things if we would just take the time and make the effort to invest into that prayer time. So the first half of that word, swiftly unlocking the promised power, because power, more power found in John chapter 14, verse number 12.
Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth unto me, the works that I do, he shall also do, and greater works than these he shall do, because I go unto the Father." Verse 13, "And whosoever ye shall ask in my name," or what ye shall ask in my name, "that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Jesus has given us a ton of promises in the Word of God that if we invest in our prayer time, invest in that S word, supplications or petitions, or getting down and seeking God, we have a lot of things that can and will be unlocked to us in our prayer time, but we have to put the time and effort into it. You know, when you want to get better at something, you put the time and effort into it. I've said, you know, several times, it's been said several times, when you're wanting to get better at your particular instrument, it takes time sitting in front of it, learning the scales, learning the notes, learning how to get better at it. When you want to get better at a particular, when an athlete wants to get better, they put the time and effort in to get better. We have to put the time and effort in it to get better, to unlock the promised power that we have for us in the Word of God, if we want our prayers to make manifest and make a strong action. Amen. All right. We sing a song, and it's a popular song. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus that causes actions to be made for us in the spirit realm. A lot of times when we pray, well, when I pray, I can't speak for everybody because I know I've made this mistake of prayer sometimes. When we pray sometimes, I've actually forgotten about the name of Jesus. It sounds ludicrous and absurd to think of, but I've actually prayed and I have not forgotten to say something as simple as "in Jesus' name." You know, it's something that when you, he said in his word, if you yield to me, yield to my name, put it in my name, you have been given the power to receive it. Amen. If you believe it, you shall receive it. Amen. So when you go into it, when you go into your prayer time, it is very important to remember the promised power found in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So continuing on this acronym, we still with me, right? Swiftly unlocking the promised power. Okay. Love installed by Christ's actions. Now, the word love in that instance, if you follow me, is meant to be used as an adjective. It's saying how something, it was installed, love installed. Now, what do you mean by love installed? John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through the world, through him might be saved." So God, through his action of love, sent his Son into the world for us to be the propitiation for our sins, to be that guiding light, to be what we would need for our healing and for our manifestations through our prayer. That's what I said, it was love installed. The promise and the blessings of God were installed by the actions of love through Christ. It took love to say, "Hey, here's my Son. Here's my Son. I'm giving it all to you people here. Pray to him, seek him, and in a short amount of time, he's going to get up on the cross. He's going to be beaten, thorns in his side, and I'll catch y'all later. Here's my Son." It took love action for God to say, "Hey, you see these people around here? They have sinned. They have transgressed. They have done a bunch of stuff contrary to my word of God, but guess what? I still love them, and I'm going to send them a second chance. I'm going to send them my comforter. I'm going to send them someone who's going to heal them and take away all their burdens." Amen. That's what I mean by love installed. It's an act of love to forgive people sometimes and give them a second chance, even when they may or may not necessarily deserve it. Amen. I'm sure that's an act that a lot of parents have had to do with children, or you do with your close friends and relatives, when they mess up, when they do something wrong. You know, it is easy a lot of times to be angry. It is easy a lot of times to be mad, upset. It is easy a lot of times. As a matter of fact, it's a very natural human instinct, a very natural human action to be mad and upset. But it takes love to forgive. And forgiveness is one of those keys that goes forth into unlocking the answer to our prayers. Because if you, the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us." So if we want to see some action, it takes an effort on our part to be willing to forgive those who we need to forgive. Amen. So love installed. That's how love comes in there. By Christ's actions. It's a two-parter. By Christ's actions. And what I meant by Christ's actions was, again, him dying on the cross For Christ died on the cross and was sent by the Father for a supreme love for us. That love is further installed now as Christ being the risen King, because he sits at the right hand of the Father, and this is the last part of that acronym, making intercession for the saints, or intercession over the nations. So if you go back to the full acronym of that word, go back to the full acronym, swiftly unlocking the promised power, love installed by Christ's actions through intercessions over the nations. Speaking of nations, this one is supposed to have a birthday of some such in a few days. Am I not right? And you can turn on the TV anywhere on your local news stations and you can probably hear what they will tell you is 287 things that are wrong about this nation, problems that are affecting this nation. They say, I've heard a man said this nation got older and it got 2,372 problems, which they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You can look at that any way you see it. But my point is through the nations, this nation more than anything needs intercession and prayer.
That's right.
This nation, you know. And it is still a beautiful nation. But when you go for it, you see every opportunity almost every day, whether you go from work, home, school, no matter what you go to, you see, oh man, that is messed up. That is terrible. This is a terrible place we live in. That is a terrible place. This is a terrible place. Let's condemn this. Let's break it down. Let's tear it down. And let's just get rid of it. But how many of us or how many people are willing to say, nah, let's pray for it?
That's right. That's right.
Let's get down and pray for it. Because a lot of times prayer is not necessarily the convenient way out, but it's the appropriate way out. Uh-huh. A lot of times in certain situations, we want to take every solution out, and a lot of times we leave prayer as our final resolution. We want to get everything, well, maybe we'll try this, we'll try plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, F, G. We go through the whole alphabet, and prayer would be plan Q, maybe plan Z. But prayer is the one thing that we have to allow ourselves to migrate towards the front of the line. Amen. And that's what I meant by this acronym, swiftly unlocking the promised power or plan, love installed by Christ's actions through intercession over nations. The word supplication or petitions, however you want to call it, unlocking that. Amen. So now I want to ask you this question. I want to ask everybody this question. Again, a rhetorical question, but I want to ask everybody this question, okay? If I ask you to invest in, I'm starting a business. I'm starting a business. I'm getting into clothes. I'm getting into, the new popular shoes that are coming out. I want to make shoes that are so comfortable that you'll want to wear them 24 hours a day. You'll want to wear them everywhere you go. You'll wear them to church. You'll wear them to school. You'll wear them home. You'll wear them work. Everywhere you go, you want to wear these kicks. Just invest in me. Whatever money you got, hey, I'll take it. Invest in me. I don't know a thing or two about shoes. I don't know a thing or two about business. I don't know anything. Now, wisdom says we do what before we make this decision? There you go. Pray. It is a simple answer, but a lot of times some people will allow themselves to jump up and make the decision to go after something that looks good to the natural eye immediately. It's like cars. Everybody loves a good car, and we all need good cars. And a lot of times if we see that fancy thing sitting right there in the corner, woo, I love me that paint scheme. You hear that engine, you hear that, I'm finna get me that right now. I'm finna get it right now. I don't need to look and check and see what my credit is like. I don't need to look and check and see what my friends and family say. I don't need to look and check and see on all of that. I'm just finna slide over there and get it now. And of course, I'm not finna pray about this decision. Of course, I'm not finna invest any time and any resources and energy into seeking, well, God, I don't want to make the incorrect decision on this right now. I don't want to make a decision that I'm going to regret. So, Holy Spirit, right now, I allow you to lead me and guide me into whatever this decision is going to be, and let me make the right decision. God, help me to be led according to the right paths and the right plans. God,
I allow you to do that, God. I permit you to do that, God. Instead of jumping up and going on my own wisdom, I allow you, God. I trust in you with my own heart and lean not into my own understanding. In all my ways, God, I acknowledge you, and I want you to direct my path in this, God. That's most likely the proper way out, but a lot of times you'll find people who will be driven by their flesh, driven by what they see by the natural eye, and it's a quick decision. It's a quick by, whoo, got to get it. Got to get it, man. Got to get it. That car, that new TV, you know, 32, however many inches, got to get it. Now, got to get it. Ooh-wee. So, with all of that being said, this morning we had a very good word about everyone having a prayer assignment. We all have a prayer assignment, which is true. I'm not, you know, attempting to preach pastor's sermon, but just reiterating, we all have a prayer assignment. Amen. And a lot of times, if we want the manifestation of our own prayers, we have to be accurate in our own prayer assignment. Amen. Because a lot of times, okay, I will use acronym sports again. I am a bit of a sports fan, so I like to use sports athletics example a lot. But when you play a team sport, every person on the field has a certain assignment that they have to cover. For example, take basketball. It's a 5-on-5 game, but a lot of times every player is responsible for guarding a certain player or a certain area. Now, there's individual single assignment, but the goal is the success of a team, the success of the team. And when the team succeeds, everybody succeeds, because what do we get at the end of the game? Well, what do we set ourselves up with a chance to get at the end of the game? Win. W. You know, if you win enough games, they start talking about, hey, that team is ready to contend for a championship. And if you win, you know, so many games, they'll put you in the championship. And at the end of the year, they'll be rewarding you and say, hey, this team right here is the best that we have to offer. Let's give them, you know, a shiny new trophy and whatnot. And you know, that's the end of that. But my point is you have to pray with the idea and mindset of the future. And what I mean by the future is okay, I'm praying for my prayer assignment. I'm praying for what God wants to do for this person, for their blessing. At the same time, God, I want you to do this for me. We have to think about, okay, if God says, hey, I want you to pray for my buddy sitting over here. Okay, I'm praying. God, have you forgot about me? No, keep doing what I need you to do. God, have you forgot about me? No, keep doing what I need you to do. Okay. Boom, here comes their blessing, here comes my blessing. Uh-huh. Amen, and that's because we were obedient to our prayer assignment.
That's right.
That was because we set ourselves up for the greater good, because whether we like it or not, as Christians, and you know, if we, you know, have not accepted Christ, you know, as Christians, we all have a love assignment for each other. And part of that love assignment is praying for each other. I've introduced that word a few times tonight, love, because it is very important. It is a key component, and it's something that I think people may hinder and shy away from talking about, but it's very important. You know, God loves us and he wants us to love your neighbor. The scripture said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And a part of loving your neighbor is prayer. But the main word that I started talking about tonight, supplication. Since I've been started teaching this series, I've been running little practice sessions, little personal practice sessions. So, and I'm going to take this opportunity now to run one of my own practice sessions now, you know, just to help grow me. So if you'll excuse me one moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humble myself to you right now, God. And God, I say, have your will and have your way in my life, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for this opportunity, God. And right now, God, I allow myself this opportunity to come to you, God, on bended knee, God, this one evening, God. I thank you, God, that you are blessing my friends. I thank you, God, that you are blessing my family, God. I humble myself right now, God, and I say, have your will and your way in my life, God. I petition, oh God, I petition the saints, God, and I petition the hearts of your people, God. I petition to you right now, Father God, the souls, oh God, the souls that need to be saved, God. And I petition to you, God, right now, Father God, your will being done in our lives, God. I thank you, God, that you are growing your people in wisdom and in knowledge and in revelation and in understanding, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are healing your people, God. I thank you, God, that there is healing where there needs to be healing, oh God. I thank you, God, that you are opening the eyes, oh God, opening the eyes of our understanding, oh God, that it would be enlightening, God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit living and dwelling inside of us, God, right now, God. And Father God, I say, God, chastise me, oh God, if you see fit, God. Have your will and your way in your life, God. Have your will and your way in my life, God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. I petition it all to you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so that was my own personal practice session. But it is on each and every one of us to do our own practice sessions in our own time.
That's right.
When we want to grow in something, we want to get better at something, as I've said, sounding like a broken record, you got to practice. You got to put the time in. So that practice session can come anywhere you have time to pray. If that is at work, if that is at home, I hope you have time to pray at home, if all other places. Home, wherever you can get the opportunity to pray at, because God wants us to grow. God wants us to grow, and he wants us to be able to go to the next level. So I want to hit our confession one more time. Again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I said since the start of this series, I will be happy to sound like a broken record over this. All right. I have a positive prayer life. I am making a difference with my prayer time.
I'm making a difference with my prayer time.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
My prayers cause change for the greater good.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
And the perfecting of the will of God in my life.
I pray with the authority granted to me.
I pray with the authority granted to me.
As a child of the Most High God.
As a child of the Most High God.
And a servant of the Kingdom of Heaven.
In the name of Jesus,
there is favor for myself,
and favor for my family,
and all that I love,
because of my prayer relationship
with God the Father.
Now,
I'm going to add one more step to this, as we've commonly done through this series. We're going to add a sixth one. So everybody repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, God,
use me
as a prayer vessel
for your benefit.
In the name of Jesus. All right. Praise God. So, wrapping it all up tonight, we've had this series now going for a few weeks now, and some have been there for all, and some have not. But apparently, somebody very important, I believe they call him God the Father, thinks prayer is very important at this time. Because this wouldn't have been brought up for as long as it has been brought up if it were not the case. Amen. So, closing, I'm going to leave us all with this prayer. And I ask that you all, in your hearts and minds, put in what can I pray about? Not just for me. Of course, pray about yourself. But what can I pray about for somebody else that can help benefit them and the kingdom of God? Mm-hmm. You can put this date in your calendar. If you don't have any other time, September 13, 2018. That is World Prayer Day. I got that in the mail. That is World Prayer Day, September 13, 2018. Now, of course, that's not to say that's the only day that you can pray. Of course, I would hope any other true prayer warrior, any true person praying would, you know, pray plenty of times for him. But if you don't have any other time and schedule, say, God, I'm going to make that day to pray, because that is World Prayer Day, September 13, 2018. This year, I believe, will be the 25th anniversary of the event. So, and anyone who takes the time, big deal. But let's get to prayer real quick. God, we thank you, Lord, that you still love us, God. We thank you, God, that you love us always, God, from the youngest to the eldest, oh God, regardless of how we look, oh God. You don't put those certain judgments on us that the world would put on us. You don't put those certain restrictions and limitations on us that the world would put on us, God. You said, God, you are no respecter of a person, God. We thank you, God, that you love, oh God, us all the same, God, and you are interested in our success all the same, God. We thank you, God, that the next level, oh God, is here, God. We're not going to the next level, God, because we're already at the next level, God. We're already at the next level, oh God, and we're still waiting for our God blessing, God, so that we can go, God, to a greater and higher level, oh God, greater than we want, the one that we're currently at, God, because we're already at a good level, oh God. Lord, I thank you, God, that you have your people, oh God, in your hands, God. I thank you, God, that you are the same God that can still heal, God. I thank you, God, that you are the same God that is blessing, God. And I thank you, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over your people, God, this week. And I pray that you unlock them, oh God. Unlock for them, God, great things, God. Help them, oh God, to unlock, God. Unlock, oh God. Unlock, oh God. God, we want to be able to go to the next level. God, we want to be able to go to greatness, God. God, we want to be able to go to our blessing, God. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to swiftly, oh God, supernaturally, oh God, unlock that promised power, oh God. Give us access to that promised power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you installed, oh God, on Calvary, oh God, through your word, God, that you installed, oh God, by interceding over us, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I pray for our loved ones, God, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them and their families, so God, as they go throughout this week, God. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.